Well, I would not be here if I hadn't been there, and I wouldn't have been there if I hadn't just turned. On Wednesday the 3rd in the late afternoon, got to talking with George, who works out in the back, and only because he was getting off early to go see a man at a Baker Street bookstore with a rare first edition of Steamboats and Cotton, a book he would never have sought in the first place had he not been inspired by a fifth grade replacement school teacher in Kirkwood, who was picked just at random by some man on a school board that couldn't care less. And she wouldn't have been a working if not for her husband, who moved 2 months prior to work in the office of a man he had met while he served in the army. And only because they were in the same barracks, an accident caused by a poorly rayed roster mixed up on the desk of a sergeant from Denver, who wouldn't been in but for being in back of a car he was riding before he enlisted, that hit a cement truck and killed both his buddies. But a backseat flew up there, spared him from dying, and only because of the fault of a workman who forgot to turn screws on a line up in Detroit, cause he hollered at Sam, who was hateful that morning, hung over from drinking alone at a tavern because of a woman he wished he'd not married. He met long ago at a Jewish bar mitzvah for the son of a man who had moved there from Jersey, who managed the drugstore that sold the prescription that cured up the sunburn he caught way last summer.
Presbyterian guitar. North of the Ohio River, they call Presbyterian guitar.